The following program, Where Are They Now?, is sponsored by Art Andros and Bobby Drell of Stations. The views and opinions expressed therein do not necessarily reflect those of Heartland Signal, LLC, or its management.
Welcome to our show, Where Are They Now? Good morning, Nikki. Good to have you with us today, and good morning, Artie.
Good morning,
good
Nikki.
To see both
of you. You okay
over
there? It looks like somebody told you to sit in the corner.
Yeah.
You're not laughing?
It hurts.
We're happy.
A lot of pain.
Nikki got his knee done, what is it, about 10 days now?
Yeah, we're happy to have you back
10
with
days.
Us.
It's about 10 days. So 24. We missed you last week.
Yeah.
We thought somebody kidnapped you. You're like,
they were trying to. They were trying to keep me. I was hoping to stay.
Wow.
No.
Well, we're glad you're feeling better, and we're glad you're back with us,
Let's
Nikki.
Do a couple oddball things, then we'll introduce our guest here. Let's see. Don't forget the Child's Play Touring Theater. You didn't get a chance to go last year, Bobby, but I did. Wednesday, May 29th, they're honoring Sandra Healy. And if you want tickets, 773 235-4911. Happy Easter. Yeah, look.
Oh, tomorrow's the Greek Easter.
I got the chocolates without the ears. I was at the store, man. 90% off.
Hey, why is the Easter so late this year? Usually it's like,
after Passover.
Okay.
I forget the full moon.
I got you. Okay.
If somebody knows, give us a call and tell us about it.
Hey, listeners, call us at 773-763-9278. If you know why the Greek Easter is late as
it's
it
so
is
so late,
this year.
Other than we get 90% off on the candy. All right, here we go. The world will not be destroyed by those who do evil, but by those who watch them without doing anything. Albert Einstein said that.
Wow.
Man, that guy was really
brilliant man.
All right, I hear you're going to the Derby. Who you betting on?
Oh, I haven't decided yet.
I got some of the horses here. You want
nice.
Real quick here?
Yeah. Distinguished Gentleman or something? I forgot there's one. There's a good one.
Yeah, let me know.
See,
me
now
know.
Right away.
Oh, I heard this one here. Number two is supposed to be good.
Sierra Leone.
Yeah,
3-4.
Sierra Leone.
Now, I'm not much of this, but I would look at the 50-1s. Let's see. Epic Man, Grand Mole the First, and West Saratoga.
You got to get
a
mutter.
And I would pick one of three of those.
You got to get a mutter. It's raining
today. Well, I'm not going to the actual Derby. I'm going to a Derby party.
Well, tell people you're getting on your jet. We know.
We know you got a jet.
Hey, you ought to see my wife's hat.
Oh, beautiful.
Oh, my God.
What are you wearing? Your onion hat?
My onion. I'm the onion chairman.
All right. How do we know they're mutters? Is there something more in the notes? The program?
Yeah.
How do you know they're a mutter?
Because
it's raining out there and they're going to run into mud. That's what mutter is. I know that.
Yeah, but there's horses that are mutters and they're like, there's a $2.5 million male in there that he's a prize horse. That's the highest paid horse that's in this race that he's not good in the mud.
But would
he's
that say
guy.
That in the program?
No, it's going to, you got to know the history of the animal.
Oh,
but like this, listeners, number 21, Epic Man, 50-1.
50-1.
I mean,
I put my $2 on there.
Yeah,
they won't take a dollar.
In.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
At least
$2. I tried before. All right, let's see. Let's get going here. Let's introduce. Okay, I got a quote. He has managed to call both the East and West Coast home during his 25-year career. I got to ask him, boy, he's got some money if he's got two places, one on the East, one in the West. What do you think, Nikki?
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, okay. All right.
Dual incomes.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's an actor, producer, director, writer. Wow, this guy's, that's why he's got two places. Let's welcome today's guest, Ronnie Marmol. Good morning, Ronnie. You there?
Good morning,
yes,
Ronnie.
I am here.
How are you, Ronnie?
Hi, how are you?
Thanks
guys?
For being on
the
show.
Good. Did you get the extra large coffee? Because Devin told you you're on for the whole hour. You know, we don't mess
with
our
guests.
Well,
not only that, I'm looking for my wallet so I can count my money. I don't think I have as much money as you guys think, but
How can you have two places? How can you have one on the East Coast and one on the West Coast? And I know my niece lives in the East Coast and it's very expensive. My son lives on the West Coast. He's got four roommates. So tell us the secret there.
Success.
Well, I'm a very blessed man.
Success.
I can't Well, here's the thing. If you really want to do well in life, you should go into show business because that's where you make a living. That's complete. I'm completely being sarcastic. It's ridiculous.
I know.
Yeah. So I don't know. You know, I'm a blessed guy. I'm able to do what I love and make it work. And I got a lot of kind people in my life. So that's great, Ronnie.
And we have a mutual friend, especially of my wife's, that gave me your info, Marshall Cordell. So thank you, Marshall. And give us a quick story. Give us a quick story about Marshall, Ron. I know he's not listening. Wink, wink. Go ahead.
Marshall, I love that guy. And when I met him, it was like we knew each other for, you know, 50 years, the second I met him. And he's the only producer in the history of the world that I've spoken to that called me to talk to me about bringing my show to Edinburgh. And I felt like he was trying to talk me out of it. And I said, that sounds like Marshall, doesn't it? At the end,
yes.
I said, Marshall, you called me, and why do I feel like you're trying to talk me out of something you called me for? And he goes, I know. So I was like, I love this guy. Forget it.
That's great.
Let's start with you, but we want your bio, not the one you sent me. We can talk about that later. I want to know where you were born, the family, if you got a wife. If you don't have a wife, you got a girlfriend. If you got both, be careful. They might be listening. So go ahead. Start. Where were you born?
Well, I was born in Brooklyn, New York, and moved to New Jersey when I was 6 because my parents wanted to give us a better life, which is hysterical if you came from my town in New Jersey. I should have stayed in Brooklyn. Maybe things would have went a little smoother. But
you might have had a slice place there like my my niece's boyfriend. He's making big money.
Listen, I worked at San Remo Pizza in Woodbridge, New Jersey my whole teenage life.
There you go.
Okay.
It was the best. And so I did that, and then at 18, I ended up in San Diego for a couple of years.
I love San Diego.
San Diego's the best.
Oh, my God.
I went for a week. The weather, everything. The food.
I went for a week. I stayed 2 years. I'm not exaggerating. I called my mom. I was 18. I was like, listen, I can't come back right now. And so I stayed 2 years. Then I ended up out in Los Angeles January 5th of 99. And I've been basically living there ever since. And I'm lucky enough to be able to call New York also home and a little more time in L.A. And now Chicago has become my other favorite place and my other home over the last, I guess it'd be 5 years now. And so I'm really lucky. What can I tell you?
Okay. Nikki, get the mayor on the phone. He's got a key for him. Not to the city.
Oh, wait.
You want the real mayor or you want Johnson? Oh.
Johnson.
By the way, I forgot to mention my wife, I do have a wife, mm-hmm. Janelle, and today's her birthday. And so I'm excited about
that. Happy birthday, Janelle. Happy birthday, Janelle. Nice.
Now, here's my question. What coast do you have her on? You're at the east and west. Is she down in Florida?
No, funny enough, her parents are. No. I'm actually in Chicago. We have two performances today.
Right.
And great news, too. She's going on all weekend as my wife, as Lois Wilson. So we're doing Bill W. and Dr. Bob all weekend, 4 shows, and she is playing Lois in all 4 shows. So she gets to do what she loves on her birthday. So that makes me happy.
Beautiful.
Wow. So
well,
nice.
You brought it up. Tell us about this play, because it's ending May 12th, so... You know, tell the people right now so maybe they want to make a call and get some tickets for any tickets left for tonight or tomorrow?
There's a couple left, yeah.
Okay.
So
tell us about
it's been great. I mean, so Bill W. and Dr. Bob is the origin story of the two guys who came together in 1935 and started Alcoholics Anonymous. That's what the play's about.
Okay.
It's an incredible history lesson. You don't have to be a sober drunk to see the play. It's really a good piece of theater. But also, you know, I don't know anybody who hasn't been affected by alcoholism in some way, some family member. But the play is fun, and it's funny, and it's heartwarming, and it's inspirational. It's not a big downer. So it's we've been running for 8 weeks.
Wow.
The original run was 6 weeks, and now we've got another 2 weeks. And it's been a beautiful, beautifully supported show here in Chicago. Lots of full houses, and people love the show. And I play Bill Wilson, and I also directed the show. And it's called Bill W. and Dr. Bob. And so today we're on at 3 p.m. and 7:30. Tomorrow, 1 o'clock and 5 o'clock. And the same schedule next weekend. And then that's it. We close.
Ronnie, I got to ask you a personal question. Are you getting two paychecks? One for being the director, one for playing in the show?
Well, here's the deal. Okay. I'm also the producer. I don't get paid. I don't get paid till everyone else does. So sometimes there is no paycheck. You just kind of look at it and go, long as everyone else is taken care of. But you know what? To tell this story is a paycheck, honestly. I feel like I'm doing important work. I really do. And so sometimes you get a little taste financially, but often you just kind of... Nobody goes into theater because like you want to be rich. You got to get your head exact.
Absolutely. Like Bobby says, it's like a radio show. Yeah. We enjoy it.
Yeah, we enjoy what we do.
One of these days
we don't
get paid,
but we enjoy what we do.
This is what I'm saying.
We have a great guy that brings coffee and donuts, Bobby. So thank you, Bobby.
Well, we're partners in crime.
Ronnie, don't go down the alleys in Chicago, especially the one by the Biograph. You know what happened over there?
Oh, Dillinger, my guy.
Please don't go down that alley.
I walk down it every day. I take pictures of me and Dillinger. Yeah, no, it's great. It's so funny. It's so funny seeing all the tour buses all day long come there, and I hear the tour people go, and this is where John Dillinger was killed.
That's right.
and what scares me is they all have a different story of what happened. So I'm like, wait a minute, who's got the right story here?
Richie Z, a guy that does history for us, but he's been in the hospital, so we hope he's well. But he's got the true story, right, Nikki?
Yep. Yeah. We only hope.
Poor Nikki just got his knee done, Ronnie, and
it's a lot of pain.
He's never this quiet.
I'm in a lot of pain.
I want to thank the nurse and the doctor. How many pills they gave you?
I'm on 11 different meds.
11
Three
different
narcos,
meds.
Okay. Which I try getting off on Thursday, and he advises me to stay on them because how much pain I'm in.
Nikki, you had your knee replaced?
Right, the third one.
Tell him, Nikki, the same knee three times.
In 4 months, the same knee three times. I guess my body was rejecting it. First time was great. I just showed Bobby again the scar. Looks beautiful. Healed great. I was 87% range of motion, meaning I could walk, I could sit, I could climb stairs. 2 weeks after that, I do a follow-up. The doctor goes, yeah, you're not far enough along. You should be at 90% by now. I go, round up. I'm at 87. Round up.
Wow.
It's called breaking you. They put you under, and they manipulate your knee. So while you're there, they basically bend you
easy. People
back
are
and
having
forth.
Breakfast. Yeah. I am too.
Well, that's not a surgery. That's actually no. There was no surgery.
Let me tell you.
Go ahead.
Sorry to hear you're going through that. A dear pal of mine named Rick Shaw. He's a producer in Los Angeles. The other day we spoke, and he just had his knee replaced 2 weeks ago. And I told him I'd bring him some matzo ball soup or something.
Nice.
He said, "Don't come near me." He said, I don't want to see anybody for 2 months. He's like, he's miserable with this knee replacement. Yeah. So I hear you, and I'm sorry you're going through that.
Yeah. Thank you. It's not the actual replacement. That part is fine. It's the swelling. I mean, literally on the same day of surgery, they get you up and you're walking around. They don't tell you, you're morphined out of your mind, and you are walking around the nurse's station. You're walking normal. You could bend it. You could do everything. Well, come next day, when a PT comes in to walk you around again, it's like, I can't move my leg. Grab it. I can't move. So the morphine wore off, and we got to go to PT, and they force you to walk on it. But, yeah, you should be up on your leg in 72 hours, but I'm having so many complications, or I just got a bad doctor, which, Lord, I hope not.
No. Yeah. Three times? That's
three
a charm.
Times? Nah,
this
come
is
on.
A charm, my friend.
How many times did it take him to fix my car? 22?
Yeah.
23 times he had to have a different water pump in
23
his car.
Times.
23 different water pumps. Wow. Do you think he would get another car or another mechanic?
I own this one. Why?
What do you think, Ronnie? You want to do a play about that?
I don't know how interesting it'll be, but we could try.
You got to do is spend an hour with Nikki, and he would add the thing.
It's comical.
Life.
It costs me nothing. It's all about time. It's the time you lose.
Well, I'm sorry, Nikki, and I hope I hope the meds take the edge off, you know?
It does, but I don't like stuff like that. I actually saw him Thursday, and I said, hey, can I get off this? And he's like, no, you need to be on it, and it's called pushing through the pain, not of the narcotics, to make your knee bend. Well, like I showed the guys, it won't bend. What do you want me to do? I can't make it bend.
You're not wrong though, because these meds, you know, people get caught up on them. So it's better that you go off as quick as you can. You know,
that's true.
Yeah. And I asked him. I came home Monday, just last Monday, and then he goes, "You need another prescription? Are you already out?" I said, "No, you gave me 60 days on Monday. I haven't used all that."
Wow.
You know, it's like really they just want to mask the pain. I mean, I want anti-inflammatories. I don't want narcotics.
There you go.
This guy's looking at just, you know, there are a lot of addicts in town wish they had your situation.
Yeah, no, I'm good. Yeah,
that's right. Yeah.
Ronnie, isn't that the truth? Forget about it.
It's actually sad, you know. Yeah. It's unbelievable, but well, best wishes. Get well soon.
Let's go back to Ronnie now. So, Ronnie, what got you to this business? I mean, didn't your parents tell you to be a doctor, a lawyer, whatever?
My mother, you know what she told me when I was a kid? She said... I had a crazy little Italian. I don't want to say crazy. I had a very enthusiastic Italian mom, a little Italian mom, and she said from the Bronx, and she said, "Find the five dumbest guys in your school and hang out with them. You'll be the leader." That's what she told me. She said, "You'll be the leader of that group." And she said, "Here's what I want for you. Just please stay out of jail and be happy, you know." But where I grew up, it was very different. There was no shot at being a doctor. That wasn't even a possibility for me as a kid. But, you know, look, no, the truth is my mother is the one who encouraged me to get on stage. If you want to hear this.
Yes.
When I was a teenager, a late teenager, my mother, she came down with cancer very young. She ended up passing away at 53. She died at 53. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it was terrible. And I was 23 at the time. And so I thought, you know, well, of course that's young. But at 23, you go, okay, 53 is a good life. And then you get, you know, you start to hit a certain age and you go, wait a minute, that's ridiculous, you know. But anyway, my mother and I used to go to the local theater, and she'd see me, and we'd go to see the play because we had a friend who was in the play. And we would leave the theater, and she'd say, "Oh, son, look, you're beaming. You should do this." I said, "Ma, I can't get on stage in front of all those people." And then when she died, I ended up calling that guy, and I said, "Hey, I didn't even know it was called an audition. I was such like a sports kid. I called it a tryout. I go, let me know if there's any tryouts for the plays. I want to try out, you know?" and so he did. I said, "My mom died and she always said I should do it. And the truth is I want to do it. I've just been afraid to do it." And so I said, "Are there any tryouts?" My friend Pat Carpenter said, "Yes, come try out." I got the role. I couldn't believe it.
What was the first play you auditioned for?
It was called Hide and Seek. It was a play at this community theater in New Jersey.
Okay.
And I played the supporting role, a great role. But I didn't even know what stage left was or stage right. And so I would say to the director would say, "Walk stage left." And I go, "Which direction is that?" You know.
Let me ask you, is it the audience left or the actors left?
Yeah.
It's when you're standing on stage. So
okay.
It would so be your left.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I wouldn't have known either.
I'm just some radio guy here.
But I also used to tell these guys, like I'd say that to the other actors, instead of saying rehearsal, I'd say things like, "I'll see you guys at play practice," you know, like football practice.
Yeah,
baseball
right,
practice.
Right.
I called it play practice. And so they were so kind, nobody corrected me. But, you know, opening night of that show, 100 people in the audience, it was a full house. And you know, not to get too hokey on you, but, you know, the thing happened that you always dream of. I walked out on stage and I got hit with that arrow and I said, "I really know what I'm going to do with the rest of my life now."
Oh, wow.
No matter what it looks like, even if I have to work a job 8 hours a day, it wasn't going to define what I did with the rest of my time. And so it was pretty magical because I'm 23 years old. At that point, I had a bunch of different jobs, including being a garbage man, which was a great job, by the way. There were lots of different jobs I had in New Jersey, but I didn't know what I was going to do with my life until that moment. And I said, "I don't care what it takes. I want to do this. I want to tell stories, and I want to be an actor." And then over time, I you know, taught myself and obviously studied with very important people to be an actor, a director, a writer. So I ended up doing all those things, and that's how it happened. And, you know, not to get too spiritual on you, but I feel like in some ways my mother had a path for me to kind of have the courage to do what I really wanted to do, because I felt like, screw it, you know, what am I doing? My mom's gone. The most important person in my life's gone. So I might as well make the most of this. And I ran out and I started performing. And that's when I fell in love with it. So,
Ronnie, do you have any brothers or sisters out there?
Yeah, I have an older brother. I have an older brother who's still in New Jersey. And he's a real good guy, blue-collar guy, doing his thing. And you know, a big supporter of mine.
Nice.
Yeah.
Right. Now, you said you're married, and I'm going to get personal because that's what we do here. Any kids?
Oh, yeah. I've got a couple of kids. Yeah, I've got two daughters and a boy.
Okay.
And they're older. And this is I have my wife is she's a few years younger than me. And we've been married almost 2 years, together 5 years.
Okay.
And,
nice. Congrats.
God bless.
And we're in rehearsal for another baby, so we've been practicing.
Ah, there we go.
Good for you.
And he says he doesn't have money.
Good for you.
That's right. And I think you're younger than, who's the one that just had the baby at 80, the actor?
Al Pacino?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm more than three decades younger than that guy.
There we go. So don't beautiful. Worry. That'd be beautiful. Now, any of your kids in the business, show business?
Well, my daughter, my older daughter, she's a producer, a TV producer, and she's doing great. And my 16-year-old sings her little heart out. She's in John Burroughs High School, and she's in the choir, and it's the same school and choir that they based that TV show Glee on. Remember that TV show Glee?
That was a good
wonderful.
Show.
She's in that high school, in that choir, and she had the lead last year in a very important show there. So she's now going into her junior year, and so she sings like an angel. I don't know what she'll end up doing with it, but she's incredible, and she's a wonderful performer. And so I think, you know, I did encourage them, like my older daughter. I said to her, if you're going to be in showbiz, I want you to be a producer. I said, I want you to be the one who hands out the jobs. Mm-hmm. I don't want you to be the one waiting in the breadline for work as an actor.
Right.
Wow.
So
good advice.
I said, if you have any kind of, you know, if you're inspired in any way to get in front of the camera or on stage, that's fine. But I want that to be more of a side thing. I want you to be the producer. I want you to be the one that gives the jobs out. And it turns out she doesn't want to be anywhere near the front of the camera. But that was my advice to her. And
great advice.
Yeah.
And son, if you listen to this, my son's 25. He's out in L.A. And he doesn't want to be in front. He's writing and directing and producing. He's trying after the strike. It's been tough out there in L.A., but he's trying. And that's an answer to do that.
He's produced a couple short films, too. Yep.
I will. I will. I'll introduce you to him when, you know, next time you're out there. Yes, can have some coffee. He's a good young man.
Yeah,
and not because
kid.
He's my
great
son,
kid.
But, you know, he's wonderful.
Yeah.
We got a call,
I'll
Robbie?
Take him the coffee.
Yeah,
I'll take
good
him
morning.
The coffee and talk to him.
We got a caller.
I have a,
okay.
Hold
let's
on
get,
a second, Ryan. We got a caller. Good morning.
Who's
good
on
morning,
the phone?
JJ. Welcome to Where Are They Now?
JJ.
Good morning. Hey, guys, I just want to say thank you for all your help in unloading all those 56,000 pounds of onions that we brought up here. Vidalia, sweet Vidalia onions from Georgia. And, Bobby, we're out on the corner of Palatine Road and Windsor in Arlington Heights.
Excellent. Excellent.
Onions.
Thank you, Johnny, and your crew for all your hard work
help.
And your
oh, anything
dedication.
We can do to help, you know. I mean, you know, we have the cushy job on Saturday here, sitting in the studio on the thing. So you put us to work. I got my workout for the month. Thank you there.
Well, thank you, Johnny.
Say, I was impressed
for cool chairman.
Yep. Yeah, I was going to say thank you to Artie. I was impressed he was throwing those 50-pound bags of onions around.
I was
like
actually impressed, too. I didn't think he had it in him, you know?
You know what?
What?
Remember, I worked at the grocery store for 9 years
but
before
now
I
you're
became
much
an
older.
Architect. But you know what?
Yeah, but you were only 19 at that time.
Yeah,
that's
right, exactly.
It's it, but it's okay, you know?
And also, Johnny,
wait, let me interrupt you, Bobby. JJ? I'm old, but not dead. Remember that.
There you go.
You did a great job, Artie. I was impressed, too, with our illustrious sir Frank Pella, how he was able to load the cars and the trucks.
There we go.
He's the first Pote I've ever seen, you know, jump in like that.
And if any of our listeners need some moving, I'll be glad to come over and move the empty boxes anytime.
All right. Here and help us cook some onions.
Well, I'll be out there tomorrow, JJ, to help you.
Hey, JJ, we got a wonderful guest today. You know, he's in plays. He's on the East Coast, West Coast. You got anything? Because you're a performer in your own way with being, how many years you've been clowning around?
He also does magic shows.
Uh-huh. 42 years.
42 years of magic and all that. You got a question for our guest, Ronnie?
You know, we've been busy setting up our stand here, and I didn't get a chance to turn on the radio till just now. But I want to say, if you're entertaining people, thank you for all you do. It's great to bring smiles to the faces of people.
I appreciate that, and I happen to like onions too. Hopefully, that's helpful.
Oh, come on, pick some up. Hey, Bobby might have some in his car. You'll have to talk to him.
Actually, they're prepaid. I just have an order. Then I need to restock.
I missed out on mine.
We got to restock.
They make a wonderful onion soup. Okay,
hey,
thanks, JJ.
Thanks for calling in, and thank you to your volunteers. Okay. Have a great day.
All right, Ronnie, we're going to go to commercials, and we'll come back. We're going to talk about A&A. We're going to talk more about the play and what you're working on now.
Okay. All right, we'll be right back, listeners.
We'll be right back, Ronnie.
Painting and decorating since 1973. Abbott Painting specializes in commercial, industrial, and residential properties. Abbott Painting is a licensed general contractor, whether it's a wall, ceiling, floor, cabinet, tower, deck, fence, or anything you can imagine. Abbott Painting, with their 48 years of experience, applies premium paint finishes or wall coverings that will exceed your expectations. Call Abbott Painting and mention this ad for a 10% discount. For your free estimate, call 773-725-9800. Again, that's 773-725-9800. Thank you.
Family Entertainment by JJ. JJ is an Arlington Heights-based family entertainer. He is an award-winning balloon artist and clown. He is also a very funny magician and a face painter who draws quick, simple designs to keep things moving. Ask JJ about his big bubble fun and his link to the North Pole. JJ will help you plan your party by using his years of experience as a family entertainer. Use JJ for birthday parties, corporate events, schools, and picnics. He also makes childcare, nursing home, and hospital visits. JJ has been entertaining children and adults of all ages for over 30 years. Call now for party planning and pricing. You can reach him at 847-483-4520. JJ is a Midwest Clown Association Hall of Fame inductee. Again, 847-483-4520.
Attention out there. Atomic Bingo is looking for show hosts with good personalities, great part-time money, and very short hours. For more information, call 773-805-1900 and ask for Ray. That's 773-805-1900 and ask for Ray. Atomic Bingo, always a blast.
Teach your students the joys of science with DeNoyer Geppert. We're the USA's leading manufacturer of anatomical models for education, with a number of our products on display at the Made in Chicago Museum. From autographed anatomy to zoology models, we have something for all ages. Place an order online today at DeNoyer.com.
Wiggly Tails is a daycare, boarding, training, and grooming facility for dogs located in Northbrook, Illinois. At Wiggly Tails, we are dedicated to providing the very best care for your furry friend while you walk away at work or on vacation. At Wiggly Tails, our staff is dedicated, trained, and certified by the American Red Cross in pet CPR and first aid. They will love and care for your dog as if it was their own. Wiggly Tails is the largest doggy daycare in Northbrook, and our philosophy places the health and safety of your furry child first. We separate dogs into playgroups based on size and temperament. All dogs are closely monitored by our loving staff. Have a day away and let your dog come in and play. For more information, you can call Wiggly Tails at 847-272-4141. Wiggly Tails, because dogs are family too.
Have you felt that your house is lacking the sunlight it needs? Are you spending too much on heating and cooling? Do we have the solutions for you? Our company, Windows Now, specializes in installing windows and doors that best fit your needs. Our beautiful casement windows, making it easy to open and close with our side hinge design and effortless crank handle. Enjoy superior ventilation and refreshing airflow while maximizing natural light. Our double-hung windows give you that classic timeless look while also acting as a money saver, as the double-hung windows include a very tight seal and effective insulation, helping reduce those heating and cooling bills. But we don't just stop there. Our company also specializes in door installments from the front to the back. Our entry doors feature stunning designs with customizable options, so you can have an entry that your guests are bound to love. Our patio door installments are the beautiful combination of our casement and double-hung windows, featuring doors that provide excellent insulation, saving you money, and giving you that beautiful natural light. Begin your first consultation by calling 312-785-3001 or visiting our website at www.windowsnowllc.com. Again, that's 312-785-301 or visiting our website at www.windowsnowlc.com. Tell Windows Now staff that Art and Bobby sent you. Do not forget magic phrase for your discount. Hey, listen.
Limo-style private tours of Chicago's historic downtown, lakefront, Magmile, Chicago mob, ghost, and haunted stories. Historic churches, stunning architecture. Up to six people per tour, we pick you up and bring you back in style. For Chicago tours you'll never forget, call 312-841-2560. That all-important phone number is 312-841-2560.
You want to feel secure, a sense of trust that will endure. Jennings Reputation rides with you.
Welcome to JenningsChevrolet.com. Jennings Chevrolet in Glenview is a family-owned business that's been serving Chicagoland since 1958. How has Jennings remained in business while so many of our competitors faded away? The simple reason is that Jennings delivers the low prices plus the quality sales and service experience that other dealers only promise. Every dealership pays the exact same amount to the factory for a new Chevy, but some dealers advertise phony low prices online just to lure you in. At JenningsChevrolet.com, every buyer qualifies for our lowest advertised price. The low price you see is the low price you pay. Jennings has one of the area's largest inventories of new Chevrolets and quality pre-owned vehicles. If you can't find what you're searching for, we'll get it through our express locator system. Thank you for visiting JenningsChevrolet.com.
Jennings Reputation rides with you.
Listen, let's welcome our guest back, Ronnie Marmo. Welcome back, Ronnie. Thanks for being our show today.
Thank you.
Well, Randy, we're looking at this beautiful bio you sent. How can you have done 50 stage productions and 120 of them in Los Angeles? What are you, 40 years old?
Listen, 53. I've done. You never ask a man his age.
Yeah, don't I thought you it was a woman. Oh, okay.
Listen, when people ask me how old I am, even in real life, I say I play 35 to 45. That's how old I am.
See, yeah.
Nice.
So I give him a showbiz answer. I've been very blessed. The reason I was able to do so many productions is because I run, I'm the artistic director of Theater 68 in Los Angeles for the last 23 years and in New York for 13 years. And so I have a bi-coastal theater company that I care very much about and that I'm the co-founder of. And I've been the artistic director since the inception on both coasts.
Nice. Wow, interesting.
Now, out in L.A., where is your production house, or do you have an actual theater?
I have a theater. We have a theater. It's called Theater 68 Arts Complex, and we have three beautiful theaters. They're small theaters, you know, but they're amazing. And we have three theaters, and in New York, we have a theater and a rehearsal room in Times Square in Midtown. And so Theater 68 is doing great on both coasts. And the dream is to bring it here to Chicago as well. I'd like to bring a chapter of the company to Chicago.
So wow, that's kind of great.
Wow, yeah, that's great. Wonderful.
And I tell you that because I know your son is out there, you know, writing and doing his thing. And, you know, we have a wonderful community of artists, so make sure you give him my info. I'd like to...
I will. His name is Nicholas. You know, he'll give you a buzz to say hi and catch up. You know, he was working for Paramount before the strike, you know. He was archiving, but he's trying whatever he can. But
that's right. That's the way to do it.
I see you had, I text one of our famous guests, but he hasn't called yet. We have a real Santa. He's a New York lawyer that plays Santa. Because I wanted to talk about.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you're very merry, happy, kosher Christmas. I think he'd get a kick out of it. So we'll see if he calls. But tell us a little bit about that production you did.
Oh, well, that's been a lot of years now.
Okay.
It's a very funny show. My friend Mark Troy, who sadly passed away shortly after. I love this guy. But how it happened was, I said to him, I said, I have an idea, because I have a theater group, and when you have a theater group, you're always trying to, you know, get as many actors on stage as you can. So I said, I have an idea. I said, two Brooklyn guys who are lugheads go into the New York Public Library and they hold up the library and take everyone hostage for the late fees. and I said, they're two kind of dum-dums. And he goes, that's great. So he gets on a plane and he writes the play going to London, to and from London. He writes the play, comes back. It's hysterical. We had about 18 people on stage, and it was so fun. It was an incredible opportunity. And,
wow, that sounds and that amazing.
It was very funny.
Now, with these productions, have you had which... I mean, you're a superstar yourself, but which other stars have come in and, you know, and
performed.
Now are performers and now in movies that you can talk about?
Well, I've been very blessed. We've had a lot of people come through who you would know. The most important person to me that has come through is, I know, Chicago's favorite son, which is Joe Mantegna.
Right.
Joe's the director of my one-man show, I'm Not a Comedian, I'm Lenny Bruce, which played here four different times now in Chicago. And Joe's my director and also very dear to me. And so we've had a lot of names come through. And, you know, a lot of people have kind of made their bones with Theater Succeed as well as they were coming up, who now have good names. So I'm very proud of all the work we do. And you know, sadly, you know, it's hard to make a living in this business. So there are so many very talented people that unfortunately won't get to make this their career, and that sucks. And so, you know, we just keep moving ahead, you know.
Keep
and,
moving forward.
Whoever,
yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, yeah, whoever's supposed to be there will be. Yep.
Hey, Ronnie, yep. The Biograph Theater, you know, that's been around Chicago for years. That theater is a legend.
It's a landmark.
Landmark, yep. Is that still like it was years ago? I haven't been there in several years, but...
It's beautiful. You know, they're trying to come back, and they've just like updated the marquee and they've done work and they painted the walls and, you know, so they're trying to find their way back. And, I feel really blessed that I'm in a position to be the guy who reopened it after the pandemic. I think they've been out of sorts for about 5 years, but you know what? I think you guys will be amused at.
Huh.
So my wife, I told you about Janelle, who I lovingly have named my supervisor. My supervisor is, she's right here. And I think you guys might be amused at the story of how we met. Because we met in Chicago, by the way.
Oh.
And, yeah, she was on business from New Jersey. And I was out here doing Lenny Bruce from L.A. And it's her birthday. So if it's okay, I'd like her to tell you guys the story. Let's give
please,
her a little...
put her on there.
Yes,
give her
we'd
a
love to have her.
You know, we got a little happy birthday snap. You know, maybe Devin go ahead.
Out of all of us, she's the smartest of all of us. So let's give her a little time. You know what I mean? Here she is. Janelle, say hello to the fellas.
Janelle,
hello,
happy
fellas.
Birthday. Welcome
happy
to
birthday,
our show.
Janelle.
Happy birthday.
Thank you so much. Thank you for inviting me to your little coffee clutch here. I appreciate it.
That's it.
Without the coffee.
I just finished my coffee.
You missed the onions talk. We talked about onions for 10 minutes.
Oh, Valdelia, God, I love onions.
Sweet like apples. John Joseph and myself were the onion chairman for the Medina Shriners, and we have several hundred Shriners out selling onions this week. to the Chicago land and suburbs. It's a fundraiser to raise money for the Medina Shrine Temple and Shriners activities. But well, we appreciate everyone buying a 10-pound bag of Valdale onions. The onions are so sweet. They're like apples, and they don't tear your eyes. They're great on brats, burgers, hot dogs. And we do it once a year.
Yeah, I love these onions because I don't have to put that piece of bread in there and chop the onions, and it look like a raving dog.
Yeah, they're really excellent onions. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wish I was there to help support and buy some onions. Truly, okay. So thank you for doing.
All right,
well, we take credit cards. We take credit cards.
Thank you.
Let's hear how she came all the way to Chicago to meet a person from New Jersey. Go right ahead.
It was really a serendipitous event. So I was living in New Jersey. I was working for a company that was based out of Chicago, and I came to town to work out of the office for the week. And then I stayed through the weekend because I wanted to go out in the town in Chicago. So I had called one of my girlfriends who lives in the suburbs and said, hey, I'm going to be in town all weekend. Come hang out. Turns out she wasn't able to make it. So here I am by myself in Chicago. And I said, I can't sit by myself. I'm not good by myself and alone. So I'm going to go look up best shows to see in Chicago.
Okay.
And I looked up Zany's, nothing left. I looked up Second City, nothing left. There was one ticket left in the front row of a show called I'm Not a Comedian, I'm Lenny Bruce.
Okay.
And so I bought it. $95. I bought that ticket.
I hope he bought you a nice diamond when you got engaged. But go ahead.
she got a husband for $95. I think she did good.
Okay.
It was a heck of an
event. Yep.
So after the show, he goes, make sure you say hello. Because it turns out we have a mutual friend who started this Facebook group of all these actors, writers, producers. And we ended up being in that group and didn't know each other.
Okay.
And so I saw that it was promoted in there. And I was like, okay, now I'm not going to be the weirdo going to a show by myself. I'm going to support a fellow artist. I went and afterwards said hello, and I very distinctly remember having this feeling once I made eye contact with this man, and I said, oh, no.
Yep.
Oh, no, here we go. And it's been us talking every day ever since, and now we're building this beautiful life together, and Chicago's such a huge part of our hearts.
Oh, yeah, and I told them the story.
Yeah.
And
congratulations to you both.
That's all. Yeah. Where did you get married? Jersey?
We got married in California.
Oh, okay.
Actually.
All right, Ronnie. Okay.
And Joe Montaigne, he got ordained to marry us.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Yeah. I wanted you to meet my wife. There she is, the beautiful.
It's so great to chat with you guys.
All right, don't leave. We're going to kick Ronnie off. We're just kidding. But nice meeting you.
Hey, happy birthday.
And happy birthday.
Thank you for all you do.
Thank you so much.
Yep, it's all.
Thank you.
Oh, there's your birthday song.
Oh, they're singing.
We had the choir in the back singer a little something.
That's right. There we go. Well, we're going to send you the audio, Ronnie.
Happy birthday.
And you'll get to play it again for her. But thank you. What a wonderful person.
That would be great.
Right.
Thank you for being so kind. She's amazing. So.
You know, I mean, we all have girlfriends or wives over here, so I can't say that she have a sister.
So, Ronnie, give out your website so our listeners can buy tickets for your play. Give out your website where they can purchase tickets.
So the show is, the website is Bill W. and Dr. Bob on Stage. So Bill W. and Dr. Bob on Stage.com. And like I said, two shows today, two tomorrow, and then next weekend. It's a wonderful show. My Chicago actors are fantastic. Just so you know, we've hired all local actors except for myself. And so we're really trying to support the town and the theater community. And these actors are first class. I mean, really unbelievable.
It's a great little Mother's Day gift. Take your mother to a nice show.
Right. Yeah, I think so.
And the topic is really
it is
an excellent topic.
And how many people in the cast is there, Ron? Ronnie?
There's six people.
Okay.
Six. Yep. So it's great.
Cast of six.
Yep.
Yeah, just six actors, and it's really cool. You meet Bill, you meet Bob, the two men who came together in this chance meeting, and then you meet Lois and Ann, the wives, who ultimately ended up starting Al-Anon. And then there's a guy and a girl who play multiple roles, and it's fantastic. And so it's a great show. I mean, look, I've done, this is my seventh production in 20 years of this show, and we brought it to Chicago. I've ran it six other times in Los Angeles, and we brought it to Chicago because we're kicking off a national tour. And basically, Bill W. and Dr. Bob and I'm Not a Comedian, I'm Lenny Bruce, are both on tour after Chicago. So if you go to the websites, Bill W. and Dr. Bob on stage or Lenny Bruce on stage, you'll find all the tours, the cities that we're touring, and that's what's happening, you know?
Interesting.
Where's the next city you go to?
Well, from here, the next one on the books is Oregon. We're playing in Oregon. I forget, Klamath? I don't know the town. I've never been
Oregon,
there. But
huh?
We're playing in, yeah, and then, but we may do a production of Bill W. and Lenny in Los Angeles again before then, just to kind of keep it rolling. So we're doing awesome, you know.
Oh, wow. That sounds great.
Why don't you give our listeners, I know this is years of careers, but in a few minutes, tell us, here, Bobby and I write something. We got money. What do we do next to get it on stage? What do we do? Give us
how
a quick.
How do you?
So what you do is you try to surround yourself with good theater folks, specifically a producer, somebody who understands. But the process is, first comes the play. You choose the play. Then you find the money, and or the money and then the play, whichever comes first. Then you seek out a director, somebody you trust, and then that director helps you, actually cast the show. You put a breakdown out. You cast the show. In between that, you might go try to find the venue you want to play in. And then you make sure you surround yourself with honest theater folks who can help navigate you and get the most out of your money. Because the truth is, nobody gets in the theater to be rich. The Hamiltons are very rare, you know. And so you want to make sure you're doing the best you can with your money and telling stories that inspire you and hopefully move an audience and give them something to think about, you know?
Rodney, do you try to rent the theater and keep all the ticket sales, or do you work with the theater to kind of split?
Does the theater ask, they probably want a cut, right? If you don't mind me asking?
Well, it depends on the deal you make.
Oh, I see.
You can rent a theater. They call it four-walling, and you could four-wall a theater, and that means you pay the rent, you keep all the ticket money. That's one version.
Mm-hmm.
There's another version where you do what they call a co-production, and you make some sort of deal with them. Maybe you don't pay rent, or you pay a portion of the rent, and you and then you guys kind of have a split of the ticket sales, whether it's 50-50, 70-30. That's to be worked out. So there's different versions of the deal depending on who you're working with and you know what your plans are, but it's not just they don't always get
it's a lot involved. It's a lot involved,
right?
Yeah.
But people and our listeners and should know that it's just not six people on stage. You need, tell us what else you need there. Lighting,
do you have music to go with your show?
Oh, yeah, 1930s music, and then there's lighting, and, you bring in a lighting designer, you bring in a sound designer, they design the show, then they have people up on the grid moving the lights around, you got to program the light board. It's a big commitment, but it's nothing makes me happier than when an audience is sitting in the seats and we're...
I got the opportunity to go see a play a while ago at the Drury Lane, and we were right up front. It was beautiful. Thanks again, Bobby. I was like, oh my God, you could see the stuff coming across and the thing and the artists. It was like, what a beautiful production.
It's nice to go see something enjoyable, you know?
Well, if you guys can make it out, I'll leave you some tickets. You come as my guest. I'd love to have you.
Well, I'll bring you some. I'll bring you some Vidalia
onions. We'll bring you some onions. But you're on, what, Saturday and Sundays?
This weekend and next weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're doing two on Saturday, two on Sunday for the following
maybe next
two.
Weekend.
Yeah, maybe next weekend we'll text you because tomorrow's Greek Easter.
Yeah, next
Cinco
weekend.
Cinco de Mayo
we could,
Day. Yeah. Bobby's going to the Derby event today.
Yeah.
But thank you.
But anyway, next weekend possibly, Ronnie. That would be great. I'll bring you some Vidalia onions.
Yeah.
Oh,
Well, I'd like to support the Onion. So if
well,
it's
I
a fundraiser,
that. Yep, I appreciate let, that. All right, that sounds great.
All right, anything else you want to say before we go? We want to thank you. It's been a wonderful show. And again, thank you, Marshall, for connecting us. And next time you're in town, please
let us know the number.
Text us, and you'll probably have another production going on.
Do you have something else in the works?
Yeah, I've got a few things in the works, but nothing far along enough that I could talk about. Okay. But I will say that I just want to say, look, I appreciate you guys having me on, and I appreciate the time on the air, and that's it. And I'm nearby if anybody needs me. That's all I'm saying.
Thank you.
All right. Well, listen, Ronnie, thanks for your great work in improving the quality of people's lives. We appreciate having you on our program today.
Thank you again.
All right. All the best, sir.
Thank you. Bobby, okay. You want to plug the Onions, baby?
Yeah. Also, today is the Chicago Police Memorial Run.
That's right.
My good friend Phil Klein is the executive chairman for the Chicago Police Memorial. Thank you, Philly, for all your great work to honor the deceased men and women of the Chicago Police Department that gave their lives. And appreciate everything, Phil. And appreciate all the Chicago police officers that serve and protect every day to keep our city safe. Also, we have the Medina Onions for sale this weekend. Various locations, go to www.medina.org. Press the onion button. There's also an onion cookbook listed online. Tells you how to store the onions, how to prepare the onions. And we appreciate your support. Medina.org, www.medina.org, and our illustrious sir is Frank Paella, is our potentate. Thank you, Frank, for helping us with the onions. He was out there for the last 2 days helping us load them and get them out to the troops.
Yes, and the cicadas are coming.
Yeah, I heard that.
And we're going to have a cicada show, not this Saturday, the following Saturday.
Cicada Sally.
Cicada Sally's going to become. Steve DeLisi is writing a song for Cicada Sally.
Nice.
And he's also going to sing I think it's called My Valentine, do you remember?
Yeah, My Valentine.
He's going to sing that song here, too.
That was a good one.
We're not going to have this cicada guy come in, but Cicada Sally's coming in to
see
you. Hey,
did you hear about the cicada cakes?
Yes, yes.
There's a place out in Highwood.
We'll have to get some Highwood. We'll have to get some for
the Bent Fork week.
Let's see. We have next week Stephanie Cacerolos, career on Broadway and in law, and her writing her novel, My Xanthi. So another... All right, we're going to get
We got a lot of interesting shows, listeners, so we appreciate listening to us. We're Chicago's weekend premiere show. Tune in every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. to 11. You can reach me at 312-636-8400 or bobby820am@gmail.com. If you're interested in being a guest speaker or would like to advertise on our show, give me a call.
You can call me at 773-746-7078, art820am@gmail.com, or heylisten820am@gmail.com, whatever you like. We're here for you. Happy Easter
to all the Orthodox Greek Easters.
And I think a lot of the Orthodox, we just finished with Passover. I think Passover's done, isn't it, Bobby, now?
Yes.
Yeah, and... happy whatever, and we got what you talked about, Cinco de Mayo, and we got a lot of things going on this week, and beautiful weather.
Yeah,
that's all. Devin,
everyone have a great day.
Always.
Nikki, great to have you back with us.
Yep.
And Devin, thank you, our engineer.
How many wins do the Sox have?
Okay.
Six.
All right, everyone.
We got 2 minutes. We got 3 seconds left, Bobby. Sing us a song, will you?
Fly me to the moon.
My cicada.
Hey, if I could sing with my looks, I'd be in Hollywood.
That's
Forget
it.
About
Thank
it.
Thank you, everyone. We love
All
you.
Right,
Have
we
a
love
great
you.
Week
Take
and
care.
Be safe. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.